Now, we are going to learn Kufav Dalet. I would like to point out to you that Yaynes is quite long, but Kufav Gimel, Kufav Dalet are the main simonim to deal with. Simon Kufav Gimel we dealt with last year, had to do with the pressing of the grapes and the products that come from it and when it turns from grapes to wine. Kufav Dalet has two parts to it. The first nine sifim we're going to learn rather quickly. They're simply cases of different individuals. Who makes the Ayin Nesach? Ger Teshuv, etc. What type of a person can render something Ayin Nesach? The din of a mummer and Sifches will, of course, be very important to us. The second half of Kufav Dalet has the issues that bother us or that are come up in our homes. What type of contact that a guy has with wine renders it Yayin Nesach? Is it only if he puts his finger in the wine, even if he carries a bottle, etc.? And those dinim are the second half of Kuchav Dalet. So that's why, even though we're not going to learn the whole Yayin Nesach, but Kuchav Gimel, Kuchav Dalet, actually the first sif of Kuchav Hei, are very central to all Hilchis Yayin Nesach. And when we finish Kuchav Dalet, we'll see why in America we basically never have Yayin Nesach that's Asa B'Hanah, only Asa B'Shtia. And Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see. So we start today with the first Sifim of Kufav Dalet, which, as I said, are easier Sifim. We know that Yayin that a guy pours for Avodah Zarah is not only Aser B'Shtia, but Aser B'Hanah as well. And therefore it would follow that when Chazal made a Gzeira, that you're not allowed to use any wine of a guy because we're afraid the guy was Menasseh for Avodah Zarah, that should be Aser both B'Shtia and B'Hanah. And that's true, that the original Gzeira stands, that if a guy, Stam Yayin, of a guy who's an Eved Avodah Zarah, is Aser B'Hanah and B'Shtia Stam Azai, if it comes into contact, if a Yid acquires it. Well, let's learn the first Seifim of Kufchav Dalet. These are basically a list of exceptions. Now, these are not exceptions to be matir b'shtia. These are exceptions, for the most part, to be matir hanah, but the isser shtia remains. And for that, we need to understand why. Why should there be such a thing? If the gzera applies, it should be asa b'hanah. If the gzera doesn't apply, it should be mutar b'shtia. What's the answer? It would seem that the answer is, right, we said Yayin Nesach was also for two reasons. Because he might have used it for Avodah Zarah, and because of chasnus, because of socializing with non-Jews. So it would seem that even if he's not an Avodah Zarah, which means a Sahana, nevertheless, there should be Isser Shtia because of chasnus, because of the Isser socializing with Gaim. And that has to do with Shtia, not with Ana. That would seem to be the reason. It's strange that no one on the page says this. There's some cipher that seems to say it, and maybe it's supposed to be self-evident. I don't know. Sif Aleph. Tinek Oivik
Echavim. You could split up for two reasons. Someone, but whiskey should also the same thing. It should also be also to drink.
Well, Meister, they weren't geyser. So what can we do? They weren't geyser. We don't make our own gezeiros. So it seems.
Together, you don't separate them, say,
In logic, I understand, but lemaisa they only acid yayin, and it's dailon ube by Masha Gazer Chazal.
Couldn't exist in such a gezeiros.
Yeah. Speak for yourself. Tinek oive kechavim. No, we had a separate iser. Drinking alcoholic beverages together with a guy, which at least according to some paiskim doesn't apply only to wine but to everything, was earlier in Kuf Yud Zayin or so. What? Okay. I'm sorry. It was right after Bishul Akum Nafiyas Akum. In Kuf Yud Dalet, it said Kol Sheichar Shoevik Echavim. I Right, he says that that they basically there's an issa there of drinking with them. So there is a general issa of drinking with a guy, but here we're not talking about drinking with them. We're talking about drinking their wine in our house. That's what we're talking about here. Okay, tinekay v'kachavim she'enei maskir avaydis kachavim umisham sheha. A child, a guyish child. And what's considered a child? She'enei maskir avaydis kachavim umisham sheha. He doesn't talk about, he doesn't mention avaydizara or anything to do with avaydizara. Enei oisei yayin b'magay ela b'shtiyah. When he touches wine, it's only osa b'shtiyah. The shach aleph brings even tinek ben yaymai, even an infant. If he touches wine, he asks b'shtiyah. However, he does not aser bahana. Now the question is, to what age is he considered a tinuk ove kechavim, she'ne masker avedis kechavim shem she'a? So the Taz Aleph brings, betur kasav de mikri gadol, she'yedeya betiv avedis kechavim umim shem she'a, that he knows tiv avedis kechavim shem she'a. The word tiv, or the explanation of the word tiv, seems to be a machlaikis in the Rishayinim. He says the Hainu Kosha Zaikhara Maska Bepiv of its Kavim Shem Sheha. That he talks about it, the Taz is Marach a little, if it means he thinks about it or he talks about it, but it means it's we can't read what he's thinking, we can't read into his mind, but it means that it's Morgul Bepiv, the Inyan of Avaydizaram Shem Sheha. In New York, I don't know of any, most Gayim at least, that are not immigrants, that are New Yorkers, I don't know if they mention, they seem to only mention the Avaydizaram when they get in the car accident and scream out the window. But otherwise, you talk to Gayim, they don't seem to mention the Shem Avaydah Zarah. So, yeah. What? When they use it as a curse word, I doubt it's Avaydah Zarah. I don't know. What are they thinking when they use it as a curse word? I don't know. Yeshua's name? That's Avaydah Zarah, yeah. That's the name of the Avaydah Zarah. Isn't it? I think it is. So,
what's that? Someone has a name, you have to call him by that name, that's you saying Avodah Zarah?
No, if you're not referring to the Avodah Zarah, you're not referring to the Avodah Zarah. Right? There was an outfielder for Pirates who had that first name, remember?
Yeah, he's a rookie.
That I don't know. I only know from the 70s, I don't know from today. Anyway, at any rate, so this is the din of a cotton, and it's not... not so complicated. Now here, l'chayra, and I say l'chayra, well, a shaita and a katan, l'chayra, have the same dinim in this regard. We're going to have later with Siftes Vav by a shaita that if he holds the bottle of wine, he doesn't touch the wine itself, that would makel. And assuming that Avikachav M'shaita, it says Avikachav M'shaita comes into a Jew's house and he touches the bottle of wine or the barrel of wine, he doesn't answer. I'm assuming that a shaitan and a katan are the same. I don't know for sure, but if so, that means that a goyish child comes into the house and he touches the wine, the bottle of wine, not the wine itself, that he would not answer after
lubishtia. Are you talking about that the guy that the katan knew that was wine?
Yeah, if you didn't know it was wine, we're going to have later that even a regular guy doesn't answer. If a guy's not aware it's wine and he touches something, then that's negiyah shalei b'kavana, which idei davar achet, through a bottle, we don't ask at all.
We can tell what maga means, open and close.
It would seem that maga here means touching the wine itself, putting his finger into the wine. Touching idei davar achet, that's the main part of the sifim. Like I said, if we get to the first eight or nine sifim, we're going to get to that. So sif aleph is a din of a tin of cotton. Sibbez is Ger Taishav. Now, Ger Taishav would seem to be the same idea. Dainu Shekibel Allah Sheva Mitzvah. So, that's a Ger Taishav. He was Makabal on himself in front of Bezdin or in front of Ten Yidden that he's going to keep the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Nayach, which includes Avodah Zarah. So, for such a guy, the Ger Shamol V'loi Tavol, a Ger who's on his way, a guy who's on his way to Geiris. He did part of the procedure, did Mila, he didn't do Tfila, Magan Osa B'shtiyah. Same thing. He's still a guy. So as far as the Gezerah of Chasnus, this is Shtiyah applies. However, he's not an Oved Avodah Zarah. So same as a Tinuk would be the same thing you get Taishav. And the same for Ger Shamol V'loi Taval, that they ask of a Shtiyah, they don't ask of a Hanah. It seems to be the same thing. or if you have a fryer yid, a guy rather on his way to being megayer, a guy on his way to being megayer visits you for a Shabbos meal. So if he touches the wine, he still asks his b'shtiyah. You're not so interested, but yeah. What? Whatever's before, he's a guy. Well, later, he becomes a ger. Well, at the time, he was a guy, so the gzera still applies. Now I marry him. But in general, what happens after Mila before Tefillah? The Gemara says, Ger Shemol V'loi Tavaal is Kilu Loimol. That Mila B'loi Tefillah doesn't make him a ger at all. However, there's a rather famous truth in the Binyan Tzion about, it's famous because it's an interesting story about the Yerushalmi ger. Typically, a ger who does bris mila, till the mila heals, which takes a few days, they don't do tefillah. So there's usually a 5-6 day time between the mila and the tefillah. So there was a ger in Yerushalayim who was holding between mila and tefillah, and he came to shul on Shabbos, all, you know, with his new shtreimel and bekesha. And the rabbi of the shul came over to him. He says, "What are you doing here? You're still a guy, and you're not allowed to keep Shabbos. It's also for you to keep Shabbos." So, no, he's an erlich guy or yid. What? Guy shakap. Okay. So he went. He took off his shtreimel. He went home. It's mechal Shabbos because they're only mechal Shabbos. So he had to use mechal Shabbos. The bezdin that's in the middle of the geirus said, "No, no. After mila, you have to keep Shabbos before tefillah." This is an introduction to Judaism, you understand. So he went. It was a whole tumult. The Bezin said, the minig is after Mila, you keep all the mitzvahs. And the Rav and the Shul said, what do you mean? Mila without Tefillah is nothing. So they sent a letter to the Binyan Tzion, which to me was the biggest chiddush, that from Yerushalayim, they sent a letter to a German Rav, to Paskin, you know, in to Paskin the Shiloh. So he wrote back. The diplomacy is also interesting. He writes, certainly Bashkafer Rishayna the Rav is right, he's not a Jew. On the other hand, you know, the Bezin is also right. So then he explains. So he says that it seems that between Mila and Tefillah, he's Yotza Bechlal Goy, L'chal Yisrael Loiba. He's sort of Ois Goy, and he's not a Yid. The Isser to keep Shabbos doesn't apply. The Aver of keeping Shabbos doesn't apply. The mitzvah of keeping Shabbos not mechuyim, don't say it's mechuyim, but it's like Klal Yisrael after Mara. Klal Yisrael was mekabel certain mitzvahs at Mara before Matan Torah. So at Mara they were mitzvah in Shabbos, and they weren't they were told about Shabbos. They weren't chayiv in Shabbos. The Yidden was still before Matan Torah, so Yidden kept Shabbos before Matan Torah, which was a full tefillah. So he says that between Mila and Tefillah, he's sort of in suspended state, like between Mara and Har Sinai, where there's an Indian, I don't know, not a Chiyuv, but an Indian to keep Shabbos, no Aver to keep Shabbos, and that's in between. Oh, the wine. That's an interesting Shaila. I want to talk to the Achubas about this. One second, we'll get to it later. But at any rate, the the Sif Beis is easy Sif. Sif Beis says, a ger taishav, a ger shemo v'loi taval, is asa b'shtiyah, muta bahana. That's easy. So the Ramah. Let's learn the Ramah. The first, there are two parts to the Ramah. Now, first line in the Ramah, tell me what the chiddush is. Listen to this. Chol zman shaloi taval koroi, mikri loi taval. If he went to the mikveh to taval, but he did it improperly, that's called loi taval. And the Shah says, look in Simarei Samaches, you'll see the halachas. What's the chiddush here? If he did a tefillah, shalai kadin, what's the chiddush? So I would think the chiddush is that this is all has to do with the psychological thing. How adok is he tavoy dezara? So in his mind, he became a yid, maybe that should be enough. So the Ramah says, no, it has nothing, it has to do with whether he's actually a yid. Even if in his mind he became a yid, well, if he wasn't, didn't do a tefillah karai, Kilo Lai Tava. What's the Yesh? It's not the Bishtiya. If Tefillah was Karai, it's Mata Bishtiya. No, if the Tefillah was a good Tefillah, then it's Mata Bishtiya. The end of the Ramah. Now listen to this. He says, Vyesh Makilim, Sama Mekel Afilu Bimaga Ker Toshav, the Mekel Shtia, if a Ger Toshav touches a Jew's wine, Aval Yayin Shaloi Vada Yasser. There are some who say that the guy's wine, that's Ger Toshav, that's Chasnos, so that's Yasser. But if a Ger Toshav touches a Jew's wine, or a Ger Shemovalai Taval touches a Jew's wine, it doesn't Yasser. Because it's a Yid's wine. The guy's wine, that's what's awesome. But not the Jews. Now, Lechayra, it's very mistaver. Good. He's a Gertosh. He's not a Ravid of Edazar. It's a Chasnus. So, to drink his wine, we have a problem. Chasnus. But he touches my wine. What's my problem? Touches my wine, there should be no issue. So, Mimela, it's Mutter. So, as I state to Ramah, B'Shem Yesh Makilim, what bothered me here is why the Ramah doesn't say the same thing on Sif Aleph. Or for that matter, a Sif Dalet, which we're going to have shortly. This Ramah's Chilik, the Yesh Makilim, is very mistaver, right? What's the Ramah saying? That if you have a guy who's definitely not Avir Avayda Zara, it's only a Shail of Chasnas, so his wine, you know, drink. But he touches a Jew's wine, that's Mutter. All right, the Ramah says it, Bishim Taisvis, the Rosh, so good. But why is that only a Sif Beis? L'chair, that should be in Sif Aleph as well. Any case where the guy's not an Eved Avodah Zarah, and we're only asking because of Chasnus, it should apply. I don't know an answer to this question. Yes? When the Ramah brings the Yesh Makilu with Achayokin, my assumption is that that's the halacha. Oh, we don't have Ger Toshav Bizman Hazeh. That's what you mean. We will talk. It's interesting. We're going to talk soon about goyim that are not Ger Toshav. We know they're not over the Avodah Zarah. So we're going to talk about that later. Hopefully we'll still get to it now. Sivav, and later to get even more chiddush later in Chav Gimel Chav Dalet. Yeah, how to deal with it? Yeah. We don't have a Ger Toshav Bizman Hazeh. There's no Kabbalah Bebezdin. But in Kalzeh, we're going to see that the halachis of not being over Avodah Zarah apply Bizman Hazeh. This is the Mechaber, not that I know, I don't know. But the Mechaber himself brings later, it doesn't have to be a Ger Toshav, so we're going to see. Siv Gimel, Halakeach Avodim, if somebody buys an Eved, Me'ovik Echavim, from a guy, so he never had experience as a Yid, and Maloi V'Tavloi Miyad, and you do Bris Mila and Tefillah right away, La Halacha of a guy. Now it's interesting, the Machlekes Rishayim, everyone agrees, if you buy an Eved Kanani, it's supposed to be Mal V'Tavl, and then he has a din of a Yid, he's Mechuyah Mitzvahs Kenoshim. There's a Machlekes Rishayim, which is brought here in the Shach, whether you're supposed to do it to him even if he's not willing. If he's only willing, he's afraid of his Ardain, so we do it. But if he's not willing, do you do it or not? There's actually machlokes in the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel. So hopefully we'll look at Shavav in a minute. But first let's learn what it says in Shulchan Aruch. And his wine is not Yayin Esach, v'yayin shenogei by mutter b'shtia, afal b'shalo yadayin lo yinobu b'dasa Yisrael. Even though they still mention the Avodah Zarah, still, malu v'tav, malay v'tavlay, if you mal and tovel an eved, he gets a din of a Yisrael. Now, certainly, that's true if he's mal v'tavl a baratzen. If he does it willingly, if he's willing to accept it, even though it's because of the aim of his adayin. However, if you look at Ber Heitav Hei, because we're going to learn the Shach in a minute, but he brings it Bekitzer. In Ber Heitav Hei, he says, B'shem D'Shach, Molei V'Tavlei Miyarei Menaskan, Hainu, Molei V'Tavlei Mertzainam. That's if they're willing. Avala Molei V'Tavlei Ba'karchai, Loi Mahani, Ad Yud Beis Chaydesh, Shtakei Hashem Levi Kachavim
Epiyem. What's the difference in the Fra'i
Yidin? We'll get to Fra'i Yidin soon, you're right. And we'll get to it soon. We'll get to that shortly. We'll get to Sifav. Okay, same thing. Okay. All right, so this is, we don't have today, we don't have Avodim. It's not that Negeya. It's interesting, in Shach Vav, he brings a Machlaikis. The fourth line, Avol Nira Daram Siate Sfirle Karashi Perkachalit Amches Yachalit Fal Avdei Bal Karchei. That this halacha of Yamali V'Tavla, he becomes a yid right away, is going like Shitas Rashi. That you could be malatayvel an eved bal karchay. Aval lemay de kaimalon lekamas emresam zayin sifhei. The malav itav leavde bal karchay l'shem avdus havikilu loymovel leitavel. If you do it against his will, it's nothing. Im kein vade mayri hacha demovel tavel meiritzaynai. Dem leike magen oisek shavik chavim havikilu loymovel leitavel. Kein masher devrei atayisus etc. So there's a mach. So what the shach is saying is that this din that yamal and tayvel an eved. He becomes a yid, so like some rishayim, it's even bakarchay. But l'didan, it's only meretzaynai, and if it's bakarchay, so it doesn't help. It doesn't make him a yid, and certainly it doesn't make the ayin oisayin esach. So that's siv gimel. So moving on, we went now through tinik katan, only asers b'shtia. That's siv aleph. Ger toisha of amovel etaval. He only asers b'shtia also in apahanan, and siv gimel. The halacha that once a yetayvel an eved, he becomes a yid, he doesn't aser at all. What? Now, siv dalid comes back to things that are also only b'shtiyah. I'm sorry.
Well, another
second
question.
Eved Kanani,
who is Mova Tovah, suppose he becomes free somehow?
He doesn't become free, no. Eved Kanani is Mova Tovah, is an Eved Kanani, he's Mechayiv and Mitzvah Kenoshim. He's an Isser to free him.
And
right?
And
not supposed to free him.
Very...
If he ever becomes free, he becomes a full-fledged yid. Siv Dalit, b'nei hashvachis ha'ivdeis kechavim, sheneldu b'shus Yisrael. We're talking about a shivcha that she herself is not a Jew, a Jewess. And she gives birth b'shus Yisrael, umaloi v'adayin le'tavloi, and he had mila and not tefila. Ha'gedaylim oisrin hayayim b'shtia b'magon, if they're gedaylim, so they're still a guy, so they ask a vayta b'shtia. Avamaga ha'ktanim mutar afilu b'shtia. But ketanim in such a state, amuter, even in shtia. Why? Kiva shamala yafa pisha adayin leitavla. It's like a tarti letevusa that he is mal v'leitaval and he was born as an evet into the Beis Yisrael. So it's muter afilu b'shtia. Kiva shamala yafa pisha adayin leitavla. Since it's in between, again, I'm just going to go quickly, so we'll look at the Berhet of Zion. Hataz Rishach, Choelkin al Machaber Bidin Zeh, Pasuk Vitan Shomer Shvachis, Af Bishloim Alu, Maga Mutra, Afilu Bishtia, Miutinikai Vikachavim, Dola Ben Shivcha, Afilu Chal Oisi Yain Nesach Bishtia, Kozman Shloi Tova. So, it's Maga Haktan, Mutra, Afilu Bishtia, Sifal Fas Asa Bishtia. Right? So if it's maloi, apishayim leitavloi, it's more medical. It's a shifcha that wasn't, that's not a Jew. She'd be a Jew. Then Memela, her children would be a Jew. We're talking that she's a goyka. She's somebody who works in the house. She works around the house and she had a child. But the laws are that the child belongs to her. They don't talk about Sfaris, they talk about the Gemara. They bring from the Gemara that, as I state in the Gemara, it's fakert. It's hard, in general, all the coolest are coolest in Hana, not in Shtia. A guy is a guy. Yeah. Oh, the Eni, that Tamata B'Shtia, yeah. I'm not sure. They bring, if you take a look quickly in Shachan Taz, they bring from the Gemara. The Rambam. Okay. Sifhei. Again, moving on. I want to get to the Halach Zamonageya. Ima Shifcha. What? Paid. And obviously, the child belongs to you. No, it means that they're not Jewish. The Shvach is... Hayvedes kechavim. But since they're under your control,
they were born under you.
By law, they belong to you. No, Shvacha belongs to you, but she wasn't Megayer. She wasn't.
bothers everybody, you're not allowed to be Magana Moshav.
You'll have to wait. You'll have to wait a year to see. Maybe he's within the year. I don't know. Sifhei im hashifcha tovel l'shem avdus yesh mishaimer she'im b'no oisei yayin esef. If the shifcha itself was tovel l'shem geirus of avdus, yesh mishaimer. Now the shas says, even though it says yesh mishaimer, It's everyone's masking to it. It's just there's only one marker for it. So he says Yesh Mishaimer Shein Beno. I see Ayin Nesek Afilu Ovar Rabbi V'Leimolo. I say Ben Gadol Ben Katan. Even if the Shifcha herself, the Shifcha obviously doesn't Mila, only Tefila. Once she becomes a din of a Shifcha Kananis, her child has a din of a Yid. Even if the Adayin was not Malhim. Still, he has a din of a yid because he's born to a shifcha kananis. He has din of an eved kanani, which has a din of a yid legabe these dinim. So that's sif. Hey, also a relatively easy sif. So now we come to vav, which is extremely important. Sif aleph beis gimel dalet. Hey, what do we learn basically? We learned aleph and beis a kot neger taishav. They don't ask a bahana. And Dalid, we also had the Bnei Ashvachis don't ask Abana. And Sif Gimel and Hey, we had that there are cases where they have a din of a yid and they don't ask even Bishtir. Vav is very negaya to us. Kol oivik echavim she'enai oivir alilim. Any non-Jew who is not oivir avodah zarah, ye'enai osur Bishtir. His wine is osur b'shtiya umuter b'hanah umagon b'yayin shalon u'shava li'einam sh'osur b'shtiya. Anything he does, such a guy who's not an oivet avodah zarah, does not asur hanah. The Taz Dalet says kagon yishma'elim. He says, for example, the yishma'elim, the Muslims, that they don't have a din of oivet avodah zarah. And therefore, anything that they touch is not going to be osa bahana, it's still osa b'shtia, again, the way we understand because of chasnas, but nevertheless, this is the halacha. So this is an important halacha, which is one of the reasons that in New York, most American goyim, I don't know if it's true, when you have Polish goyim who come in, or I don't know, the Mexicans, I never quiz them about their beliefs, so I don't know exactly if it applies. I can't say it applies to every guy in the world, but New Yorkers for sure are not religious Catholics, and for that reason, their wine, they're touching our wine, or their wine is not osa bahana. It comes up that people get bottles of wine from Gayim, and the question is not shtia, the question is hana. Whether you can give it to holiday season, people give gifts. So someone gives you a bottle of wine, whether you can give it to another guy, have hanah from it. So assuming, I don't know if the wine is made in Ireland, you know, there they have, or in Italy, I don't know, maybe there they have the less from. Really, the less from, okay. Really, garnished, okay. So I'm not sure where, but we're talking about such a guy, a
steel child. With not open bottle, they give it to you, you can't drink.
No, it's not kedem. It's Italian wine, the Gaish wine. Once they are bought it, right. That's also
b'shtia. No, even
kosher wine.
Sealed kosher wine.
But we know it's not that way because we had earlier that you have to give it to with Tusimanim. So, Tusimanim. Well, I don't know if Kevin's wine goes. It's owned by Guy. You're saying it's owned by Guy.
Yes. They buy it from a non-kosher
from a store. Yeah, okay. The halacha is Tusimanim work, so I guess Tusimanim work.
No, but if they didn't yank knowledge,
ownership, it has nothing to do with mammon. It's a good question. I'm not sure. But the answer is maybe the fact that you need Tusimanim is enough of a hacker to make this all happen.
What
whatever they are, I can go through. Usually the cork itself has something printed on it, and then the tape is also.
But
what? So then who needs Sif Gimel? Sekimos are in a place where all the Goyim are religious Catholics. So there we have a Chiddush. This guy started out a Catholic and he went to Bezdin, was Makabel Ger Toshav, so he changes. The question you meet Sif Beis. You're asking why Sif Beis says Ger Toshav. It's Ladavka Ger Toshav. The truth is, the Shach there says it. It's Shach Beis. When it says he's Makabel Shabbos Vnei Nayach, Chasav Abach, Nira, Fila Kibbal Olav. Bulvat shaloi lavet avaydesara magay shari bahanah loy nakatzal mitzvah aluri afilo hachi yasser magay b'shtiyah. The Shach says that a chapton ger taishav tell you chiddush the other way. You would think a ger taishav doesn't ask even b'shtiyah, so it tells you a ger taishav asks b'shtiyah. But otherwise, you're right. He doesn't have to be a ger taishav. Even he's makabel not to be avid avaydesara.
Do you say Catholic davka, or you mean all those rim?
Nitzrim, I mean, I feel the Catholics, the Protestants certainly are less religious than they don't think. What? They don't have Nisuch, they don't have all the. Okay. So now this is the halacha. Again, I'm just going to ask Biderech Kushya, why doesn't the Ramah say a Haggad the same as he said Beger Taishav? Why doesn't he say that the Ishtiya is only his wine? If he touches our wine, it doesn't answer even Mishnia. That's what he said in Tzivbeis. Right, Tzivbeis. He said it. Rabbi Kivega seems to, at the end of Rabbi Kivega on the Taz, seems to be asking that kasha. It's Arachian. Why the Ramah doesn't say his kula here as well? It would be good for us if we would. If a Jew's wine, whatever a guy does with it, doesn't. If he's such a guy, doesn't answer, it would seem to be a nice kula. Anyway, so we have here already today an important kula, and we could already see why Bizman Hazeh, the Goyim, are not, it's not common to have wine that's Asa Bahanah. It can happen, but it's not so common to have wine that's Asa Bahanah. Now, in Kufchav Gimel, there was a Ramah in the beginning of Kufchav Gimel who said that even the Goyim who are Oivdei Avodah Zarah Beinenu, he's talking about the Christians, that even the Goyim who are Oivdei Avodah Zarah Beinenu are not Regilin Lenaseich, that maybe in the church they do Nisuch, but they're not Rogel to do Nisuch around the house. And the Ramah said there, you can be Mekel Bahanah, but Mokim Hefsid. There he said that even the religious Christians, the Mokim Hefsid, you can be Mekel on them, because they're not rogel and nasech. What are you afraid that they were menasech? They touched your wine. That they were menasech. At these seven mokem hefs. Here it's even without a mokem hefs. Here it's muta bahanah straight out. Here we're saying that it's muta. We have two aterim, one for a Christian who's for any guy who's not an ayved avodah zarah, and one even if he is an ayved avodah zarah. But since the guy in beinenu are not rogel to just pour wine all over the place, l'shem will be mishashuk wine. That heter applies only by Mokim Hefsid, and this heter that we're learning now applies in all cases. So this is an important kula legabe a guy who's not Avir Avodah Zarah, but it continues in Siv Zayin. Siv Vav and Zayin go together. Yesh mi sha'omer, shekol mokim sha'omru b'yayin shalonu, shemuta ba'anah v'asa b'shtiyah. We're going to have later cases where even by a Avir Avodah Zarah, he only asks wine b'shtiya napahanoa. So if you're going to learn the rest of the simon, we're going to get into a guy, what he touches, what he asks. Anytime we're going to have that a guy in our wine, it's mutabahanoa asa b'shtiya m'neitzad negiyah shenogah b'yavik hachavim, k'shayavik hachavim oivet alilim, because of the way the guy touched it when there's oivet avaydazar. I'll give you an example in a minute. Avalim hayi surai b'glal oivet hachavim she'ini oivet alilim. But let's say you have nowadays our goyim, and they do one of those things, like touching it, shaloi bekavana, or shetafach al pichavis. We'll see what that means in a minute. It's an important kula. The kula here is this. There are cases we are going to learn in the rest of the simon, where by a real guy, there are some cases he asks ba'anah. There's some cases he asks only b'shtiyah not bahanah. For example, we have a case later, and so you that your test, where a guy touches wine while he's busy with his business. The case there is he's measuring the wine in the bar. There's wine, A guy is making kosher wine. He has the Jews come in and do the whole thing with the ayin. At the end of the day, he sticks in a dipstick to see how much wine is in the bar. So it says there that only since when a guy is oisik and he's busy with his malacha, he doesn't think about avodah zarah. So when he asks his b'shtia, he doesn't ask the bahana. So that is true about a guy who's an oivet avodah zarah. A guy who's not an oivet avodah zarah, such a guy, it's going to be mutal chatchila. If he's osuk b'malachtoi, so then it's going to be mutal chatchila. Now we're going to have to figure out, what do you say about a waiter? A waiter whose job it is to pour wine for everybody. Is he also osuk b'malachtoi? If he's osuk b'malachtoi, huh? He's thinking about avodah zarah, he's thinking about what he has to do. He's pouring the wine.
Where does it say
osuk b'malachtoi? It's if you test. I just mean it as an example. We're going to get there. No. We don't judge each guy. He has to fit one of the heterim. We don't take a guy and say, oh, he's not mechaber naser, and therefore it's mutter. We don't know what he's mechaber. Chazal v'chayshish, when they pour, they do pull a shem of Eidus. So we're going to see, the fact will be, we're going to see that the wine that remains in the bottle that's not poured, by Goyim Shalanu, it's going to be mutter, at least by Makam Hefsa. We're going to get to it. Because I think it's a chiddush to everybody. That if a guy pours the wine, what he pours is not going to be so pashit, because that itself is pouring. But what remains in the bottle, we're going to learn that it's by our Goyim, is mutter. Well, it could be a question if you need Makam Hefsa or not Makam Hefsa. You certainly don't need Hefsa Meruba. And we're going to see, and that's what I'm telling you, that this simin is a simon of extraordinary coolness in this din. And it's something that if you tell somebody, you're going to be surprised. So we'll wait till we get there. But this rule is called Nechais Darga. That's the Lashon of the Mefarshim here. Nechais Darga means go down a step. When you have our Goyim, you go down a step. If it's something that by an Aved Aved Azar will be Asa Bahana'o Bishtiya, so then we go down a step, we say, it's Asa Bishtiya, Muta Bahana'o. If you have a case where even by an Aved Aved Azara, it's only Asa Bishtiya, it's Muta Bahana'o, Nechais Darga. If it's going to be Goyim Shalanu, it's going to be Mutter after Lubishtiya. This is the halacha of Sivav and Zayin, which really go together. A kula of the Goyim Shalanu She'enai Einam Oivde Avayde Zara. And, yeah.
When does Leitzul come in? I mean,
when does what come in? When does what come in?
When will Leitzul come in? So he did stuff before, it will be Osir Aschak, it will be ported. The rest of the model.
Well, we're going to work what the Shulchan Aruch says. There's a difference, though, if the guy pours, or what's in the bottle is called Negiya Yidei Davar Acher. He didn't touch the wine with his finger. He touched the wine through the bottle. So touching wine through the bottle, that's Negiya Yidei Davar Acher. What? No, like plug kicks in what they weren't mechalik. But if they themselves were mechalik, the negiya de davar acher, negiya directly, so there's no like plug if that's the takana of Nadina de Gemara. This is the negiya de davar acher and negiya. You see, I can't learn the whole simon regalachas, but there's a din of negiya shaloi bekavana doesn't answer. And we're saying that our goyim are not mechavin lavay desar. It's like negiya shaloi bekavana. So negiya mamish is one thing, but negiya de davar acher shaloi bekavana, that should be mutar b'shtiya. That's the basic idea. What? If he bangs the bottle without touching the wine, what? Well, it's shichshuch. He could shake the bottle and make it nesach, right? So if it's done. If it's shalai b'kavada, then it's going to be mutar b'shtiya. We're going to have later in Sif. Okay. We're going to have later in Sif Yud Ches when we're chayshish for shichshuch and when we're not. What type of context? Sif Yud Ches, the third page. So I'm going to see that Stamazai, we're makel if we didn't see a shechshuch. the etzem kulis were always around. In other words, the kula for maga shalai bekavana existed in the original takana. We're going to extend that and say shalai bekavana normally means he's climbing a ladder and he's touching something there, he doesn't realize it. And we are going to extend that, not we, the Shulchan Aruch later is going to extend that if he's not oivet aveidah zarah, so every maga, for some reason, not oivet aveidah zarah, it's always shalai bekavana.
When we have now
no.
Otherwise, whenever a guy touches wine, it was always going to ask him b'shtiyah.
Okay.
As it become later, he made it that it's not ask him b'shtiyah.
So you have to give us a chance to get there. But the takana was maga shaloi b'kavana doesn't ask him b'shtiyah. I did davar acher, and that's what we're going to extend to our to us as well. I think. Okay. All right. So sivav and zayin, we learned the basic dinim of the gayim beinenu. Ches and Tes are still these halachis. If you'd start the heavy stuff, let's try to learn at least Sifches. Sifches is again something that's extremely nageya, the shaila of a mumer. Now the question here is whether a Jew who's not religious makes yayin nesach. Now we all understand that as long as he's an avir avodah zarah, or that the dinim should apply the same. Because what's the difference if a guy is menasel l'shem avayda zara, or chalila yid is menasel l'shem avayda zara? The surim, as long as they're avayda zara, should be equal. So let's see what it says here. Chasnus, it would seem, should not apply. It would seem that chasnus should not apply. Let's see. Mashuch be'arlasai, ain't the ICI in Esach. Someone who's he's a frum yid, but he's a mummer for bris milah. He's mashal bar los. He doesn't want to look a mallet. Punk for that, he has a yetzahara. In the ICI nesach, he's still a yid. A mumma for mila doesn't make him a mumma l'chala tara kula. However, because this comes from, where does it come from? The Gemara. Anyway, mashal bar los, in the ICI nesach, let me just finish. Afal pishuhu mahul, ICI nesach b'magai. But if he is zayir in bris mila, but he's a mummer. Otherwise, he has a din mummer. Oisei yayin nesach b'magai. He makes yayin nesach by touching it. So it says here that he makes yayin nesach. Now, v'nemon loymer sheshav v'tshuva. It's a difficult mechaber. Mechaber says that he's believed to say he did tshuva, so we're going to have to wait to see the shach on that. Let's just learn the first part. Again. As a baby, he was gemalit, and now he's trying to cover up his. It's not as well. In a way, it's not as bad. He was talking. He had a ma'isamila. What is mush? I look at Shach Yud Gimel. The question whether Mashu Bar Los is somehow dafka. The Shach Yud Gimel says, "Ukebe says the b'shem Arches Chaim that filu hu mumma la arlus or reilus muter kedisa perikarol." So the Shach Yud Gimel is saying that when, even though the Mechaber picked the case of Moshe Harlasai, which apparently was the original Shaila that he brings it from, but he means to tell us that a Mumma for Bris Mila is not a Mumma L'chala Torah. In Yudalit, he explains, any I say Nesach, Nisuch Einai Tali B'Mila, Rak Ba'ir Ravayt Zekichavim. Even though he's a Moshe Harlasai, otherwise he's a Leva L'Shamayim, then it's okay.
So when he says Muslim, he's trying to do away with
the Brit. No. So it means that he's otherwise religious.
He's in the army.
There were people who were ashamed. They're ashamed of their Bris Mila, and it's not to a Mumma L'Hachis, but to a Mumma L'Teyavim.
When the Mechaber says Mumma, he means
what is a Mumma?
So when it says here Mumma, what does it mean, Mumma? What renders a person mummer? The Mechaber says mummer is osur, and he doesn't give the criteria for what makes somebody a mummer. So the Gra tells you to look at Perakama de Cholin Daf Hey. I think it's Dalar Amid Beis, maybe it goes on to Yamad Aleph, but he tells you to go there. The Gemara there in Cholin says that a mummer is somebody's a mumma l'avayda zara, even if he's a mumma, not a mumma for everything else. So a mumma l'avayda zara has a din of a mumma l'chala tara kula. when the Rambam brings this down, the Rambam says in many places that Hu Adin, someone who's a Mumer L'chal Shabbos Beferhesya, has a din of a Mumer L'chal HaTorah Kula. It's a special status of Shabbos that someone who's a Mumer L'chal Shabbos Beferhesya has a din of a Mumer L'chal HaTorah. And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Pei Hei in Arachayim. Yisrael Mumer L'Avaydus Alilim Oy L'chal Shabbos Beferhesya. And then he has a din of an Avodah Zarah. Then he has a din of a Yid. It says here that Avodah Zarah and Shabbos has a din of a Mumer.
What about
Tinuk Shenishba? Tinik Shenishba is also a Mumer. Because he's Mechal Shabbos.
There's
a line that Rabbi Elchanan quotes from Rabbi Chaim. It says, Nebuch an Apikairis is Eich an Apikairis. He may not be punished for being an Apikairis, Tinik Shenishba. But Lamaisi is an Apikairis. He's an Eved, he's a Mechal Shabbos. No, it doesn't mean Lahachis. Lahachis, the truth is Lahachis, even for one thing, he has a din of a Mumer. We're talking here, let's say, 90% of the Yidden, that's what we're talking about. I'm talking about Minyan. We're talking now, we're learning one thing at a time. Okay, Minyan is a separate Shiloh. What? Right. He's a Mumer, Lagabe, that is Halachis. Okay? Even if it's a Nishba, Lagabe, these Dinim, he's a Mumer.
Okay?
If he's a Rebbe Rabbi Dezar, of course it's also Bano. Okay, well, let me explain. When we make this Fry Yid into a Mumer, it's no worse than a guy. A guy who's not a Rebbe Rabbi Dezar does an Asabahanar. So a Yid, if he's not a Rebbe Rabbi Dezar, he's not worse than a
Mumer.
Now here, there's an interesting Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah brings a Machlaikis Shin Pei Hei. Mishnah Berurah is Sif Katan Dalid. Mishnah Berurah brings the following machlokes. When does a mummer for Chil Shabbos have a din of a mummer? Dafka kisharogel ba'avayin zeh. Aval mechil Shabbos b'chad zimya b'farhesya loy mikri mummer. The first shita he brings, if someone's mechal Shabbos b'farhesya once, that doesn't make him a mummer to be mechal Shabbos. The Yeshayimrim that fill up a chazim na mikri mumer. It brings a Yeshayimrim that even one time is mechal Shabbos beferhesi in front of 10 yidden, the mezid. He says chay masik hashach yaradesim in beis that he has a din of a mumer. So it's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah brings here a machlokes if he becomes a mumer for Shabbos with one time or with many times if he doesn't paskin. A good maramakim to know. In the Mishnah Berurah's Hagdama to Hilchos Shabbos, some Mishnah Berurah is published in the beginning of Chelek Gimel, and some in the beginning of Chelek Dalet. But there, he talks about Shabbos in general, and there he paskin this. There he says that to have a mummer, he says a mummer is im hufker etzlay iser Shabbos va'iver alav kama pa'amim b'far hesya hu mummer l'chal atayrev dina kav chavimamish. So there he does paskin. A mumer l'chal Shabbos doesn't mean one time he got upset, he was in an angry mood, or he had whatever it was, he was l'chal Shabbos b'fahesya. It happens sometimes with people that are on the brink, and at some point they get very aggravated and upset, and l'chal Shabbos b'fahesya, le'aleinu. He said the Mishnah Berurah's psak is that doesn't make him a mumer. Somebody is a mumer if he is ragil b'chal Shabbos, if he doesn't come upon him. As far as the Mishnah says in the beginning of Chulin that mumer, that the Mishnah says mumer. The Mishnah says that achay sheche b'Shabbos avu pishah b'schayev b'nafsha ish tosik sheira. But Tosis has the kasha there. Why he's not a mumer? Tosis says one teretz that you're not a mumer with one time. Tosis says another teretz no that in the beginning of the shechita he's not a mumer yet till the gemara shechita. You know Tosis says the other rishonim say, and that's I think what it's telling you. Yeah.
That he is embarrassed that he's the Chal Shabbos. You mentioned that
Yeah, it's Gemara. It's Gemara in Erevin. Gemara in Erevin says that somebody was Machal Shabbos Vehesia, but when the Tana walked by, he wasn't. So those who want to be Malamet Schlus B'Zmanah say someone is Machal Shabbos Vehesia, but when the Rav walks by, he would pretend he's not. That's enough of a heter. Maybe. I don't know. I don't see Mishnah Berurah brings it, but it's an interesting heter. So, now, this is the din of a mummer. There is a certain amount of controversy regarding the halacha lemaisa here of a din mummer. There was a tshuva of the Mari Asad. The Mari Asad apparently lived during the times of the Haskalah, and he in a tshuva said that to make a person who's raised as a frumi yid into a mummer l'chal Shabbos, you can't be so machmir. You have to go with shuras hadin. Shuras hadin is he becomes a mummer if they say edus and bezdin that he's b'chal Shabbos in front of ten yidden, we can give him a status of a mummer. But stamazai, because people know he's b'chal Shabbos for hesia, you can't turn somebody who's b'cheskas a yid into a mummer. And he writes, his lashon there is, that bizmaneinu, where it's, there are people that behave frum in many areas, they wouldn't need treifis, and if it comes to get married, they only want getting the kedushin al pidas Yisrael. And they, when it comes to Shabbos, they're mechalei Shabbos. So he's writing for such people, that culturally they still hold themselves as yidden, and maybe the family they still connect to hold themselves as yidden. They'll never get married without a proper kedushin. And they're zoyer and kashrus. So such people, even in the Mechal Shabbos, he says that there's a tzayruch shaloi l'tchaisa b'shtei yadayim, not to push them away, and they come to a, they still have connection to from Yidden, they come to the house, and you can't drink wine with them, you can't make kiddush with them. So he says that we should rely on the shuras, in such cases, we should rely on shuras adin, that if they weren't, it didn't say edus and bezin, that he's a mummer, he doesn't get a din mummer. The Mari Asad gave such a psak, and there were Gedolei Yisrael who were matzdik it, the atshuvis that were matzdik this approach, and lehepach there were those that were very misnaget to this approach. The Mechas Halazar, especially in atshuva and chelak aleph semenai and dalid, in the Mechas Halazar, if you knew who the Mechas Halazar was, you're tremendous kanoi. So he says, what are you talking about? It says in Hilchas Cheirim, Hilchas Nidoi is in Simshin Lamedalad, before Hilchas Avelos, this Hilchas Nidoi. It says if someone deserves Nidoi, you put him in Nidoi, even if because of that, without Chayshish, it will push him over the edge and make him fry, it doesn't matter. We have to be Kanoim L'Shem Hashem. So there is a amount of disagreement. Rav Moshe, interestingly enough, in his Tshuva on Chol of Yisrael, the Chelek Aleph, I think it's Samach Vav or so, in the middle of the tshuva, the Shoyel had asked the Gabi Chol of Yisrael about the din of a mummer. So he said, well, mummer for Yayin Nesek, and we're Mekel, we should Mekel here too. So Ramesha writes, Vzela Shoynoi, he writes, mummer linyin Nesek, the minig is, if he's a mummer Chal Shabbos Vahesya, we treat him as a guy. And since that's not our topic, I don't want to be Marech. That's what he writes in this tshuva. In this tshuva, he writes, that with Machmir, I saw Prop Shem Dar Tzvi as well, that if he's a Mumel Chal Shabbos B'Fer Hesia, we don't use this Mari Asad's Chiddush. I should mention it in Igris Moshe Arachayim Chelik Hei, which is the true, that's the volume that has a lot of broken up, chopped up truvis that are unclear. There in Arachayim Lamed Zayin, Ois Ches, Rav Moshe write, they bring for Rav Moshe something on this topic. It's very hard to read the words. The words, he seems to be saying, the din of a mummer, l'nin l'ayinesach, ain't a mover b'shulchan aruch. That's what it sounds like from the words. We just learned it is brought in shulchan aruch. It says, ain't a mover b'shulchan aruch, el b'nechudas ha-kesef, b'reisim and kufchav dalet. So obviously, the chudas ha-kesef talks about the karite. We talk about the mummer. So it's a very hard tshuva to read, and certainly to paskin from. But l'maisa, he says, that we're machmir, l'gabe yid, who's a mummer, Legabe dina yayin esach. Nowadays, the yayin mevushal is available, so we're all a machmir in this regard. Legabe yayin mevushal. Now, it is said b'shem the binyan siyan. It's said in the name of the binyan siyan that he was mekel for a mummer. He was mekel that bezman hazeh could be mekel in a mummer. I looked up the tshuva. The tshuva is in chelik beis of the binyan siyan tshuva chaf gimel, And he's talking two things. First of all, he says a machmir tova lo bracha, even when he's mekel. And he's only mekel about a mummer like the Mari Asad, who's a mummer for Shabbos, but he does keep himself, I call it culturally close, that he's zoyer in the chuppah v'kiddushin, he's zoyer in other things. There are many yidden like that today, who nebuchar, the chuppah v'kiddushin, they would never get mad, only chuppah v'kiddushin. But when it comes to Shabbos, they're a little, you know, they're more mekel. A yid once explained to me, I had to go to the hospital with a child, and you drove me, and there was a machine there. He bought himself an ice cream without a hechsher. I said, Mechitesi, or from Yid. So he explained to me the hashkafa of his, maybe it was his hashkafa. It was cool. So, you know, we're from, you know, Yid, and we're from, but you don't have to be so machmir and everything. You know, it's, you know, Dailon, he wouldn't buy chazer, he'd never eat chazer. I'm sure he would never eat chazer, but you know, if it's probably kosher, it's also kosher. So, be that as it may, this is the tumul over a mummer. It's said b'shem Rav Henkin. The Rav Henkin said to be makel by a mummer. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's said b'shem Rav Henkin in the beginning see it that they said to be makel. Oh, is it just so some sefer has a tshuva? The sefer chelik vav. He says, what's pshat here? We're saying a mummer is also now. He's not an oved avodah zara. It's a mummer shabbos. So let's see. Hana. Even a guy is not over avodah zara is mutter. So you can't ask about no. Shtiyah is atzchasnus. Why are you going to ask about atzchasnus? So some sefer writes that also kovya kechavim. They call it a knas. That a mumel chal Shabbos also kovya kechavim. He gets a din of a guy. And even though chasnus is not shayach, we still ask. That's what said in some sefer. I believe in the Tshuvas Divrei Chaim. He said he holds chasnus is shayach by Frayi Yidden. You still don't want your child to marry a Frayi Yidden. And he says that the gzera of chasnus is shayach. I don't know enough kamina between the two reasons, but these are the right now the question here. And here's an amusing question: if you have a frayer yid in your house, are you allowed to give him a cup of wine to drink? Or if it's yayin mevushel, it's not a problem. You have yayin that if he pours it or he touches it, it's going to be awesome. We're saying a mummer asas b'shtia. Are you allowed to give him a cup of wine for him to drink where as soon as he pours it, it becomes the Asa B'shtiyah? You have a listener either. What? Alright, it's bracha, so... Well, when he doesn't make a bracha, we're makel to put it in front of him, like Rashi Shita. We invite such people to our homes. But, what? Right, Bala Tshuva, they bring their, are you allowed to give them wine to drink? So it's an interesting shaila. I remember Rav Palm, Sfren Lavrach, had a brother, Charlie, who worked in Shapiro's Wines. In the 20s and 30s, Shapiro's Wine were the wines. So he said, in those days you bought barrels, not bottles. So there was one yid that bought from him that was always makbid, it should be mevushel. So one day he asked the seed, why are you so makbid, it should be mevushel? So he told him, I'll tell you the truth. I go to work on Shabbos. The Yetzer Paranos is too much for me. Why should I be over two Isurim? I should also drink Yayin Nesef. My wine that I pour is Yayin Nesef, so I might as well not be over another Isur of Yayin Nesef. So he's a Lamdin also. He had, it gives you a picture of the Siyonis they had in those days. So it's interesting that in the Mayadim Ismanim Chelek Ches, he prints letters from the stipler on this topic. He asked the stipler, are you allowed to give a frayer yid wine, shein mevushel, to drink? So he prints a couple of letters. The stipler clearly doesn't want to ask her. He says a couple of svaras. He said, he can't be more chamer than a guy. You're allowed to give a guy wine to drink. So why can't you give a frayer yid wine to drink? He says, maybe outside it should be mutter. It made it like a guy. All right, so you can ding zech with the svara. I'm just and then he's also mesupik. Well, what mesupik? If the isser is only the gabei acherim, not the gabei atzmai. In one of the letters, this is so typical Reb Chaim Knievsky. In one of the letters, he says he mentioned to his son Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim then must have been 50 years ago. So he mentioned Reb Chaim Knievsky. So Chaim Knievsky told him it's a gemara. Chulin pei zayin. Where's daf yomi up to? I think he says, Dechulin, you'll get this soon, pay Zion. I invite you to get there in 10 days. Hopefully you remember this in 10 days. So Chayef, yes, he says, what do you mean? It's a Gemara. The Gemara says that a Tzaduki came to visit Rebbe, and Rebbe gave him wine to drink. So you see, you're allowed to give a friar yid. The Tzaduki is a Yehudi mummer. You see, you can give him wine to drink. You know, Tava, Chada, Papila, Charifta, Swaris all day. But someone's a Baki and Shas. Remember that. Then he says, maybe not all the Tzedukim were Tzedukim for everything. Maybe not. Maybe it is a Raya. Maybe it's not a Raya. But the Bekiyas is amazing. So remember the story that Rebbe gave a Tzeduki wine to drink. So, Halacha Lemaisa, it's a little difficult to say for certain. Somebody asked about a Baal Tshuva. If someone becomes a Baal Tshuva and he has wine from before he was a Baal Tshuva, if he's still allowed to drink from his bottle of wine, the Elachair, it should be Aser. If it's Aser for Oyin, it should be Aser for him. I'm not sure. But I don't know. Like, the gut feeling is, how do you ask someone to drink wine himself? But technically, what remains in the bottle nowadays, Mokum Hefsid, we have a Heta later, yeah, Akinami, that it should never become what remains in the bottle. But, okay, if to be a Mokum Hefsid. So at any rate, now, this is the din of a mummer, and it's important to remember the bottom line. The bottom line that we learned today is that it's rare to have Isuri Hanah nowadays, that cotton, I don't know if it comes up much, Evet doesn't come up, Einenu Movel Eitaval barely comes up, but this last sif we learned, the din of a, the sif of, that a guy who's not an Evet Avet is a Lilin, doesn't Asa Bahanah, important halacha. The din of Nechais Darga, that he doesn't even ask a b'shtiyah in certain cases, which we're going to spend a lot of time on later in the siman. And finally, this din of a Yisrael Mummer, that a Yisrael Mummer, l'chal Shabbos Avodah Zarah, has a din of a guy, but it would follow, if he's not an Eved Avodah Zarah, which they're not, that he would only ask a b'shtiyah and not b'hanah. Now the follow-up to all this becomes the Shlo's Chumrah. The Shlo was machmir, that if a guy sees your wine, you shouldn't use it for a kashal bracha. You shouldn't use it for kiddush. Now, I see a very matter on this shlo. The question is whether this applies. Usually, these type of chidushim, we only say dailo b'chidushay. Whether this applies even to someone who's not an oved avodah zarah, that we're more makel. Are we machmir here? So I don't know. I'm not sure what the. In the Shlo and something like that, you can't look it up anywhere else. The Shlo is Machadish, such a Hanhaga, and we can't look it up. What? He doesn't ask about no. For Yayin Shol, for Kaishal Bracha. There are some who are marked, but even not Kaishal Bracha. Well, the Shlo doesn't say the word Kaishal Bracha, but those who explain it say it means Kaishal Bracha. Rapam was very makel on the Shlo, if it was in many cases. All right. So Mirza Hashem, next week, we still have Siftes, and then we'll get to the question of what Maga asks. Welcome back, everybody.